inviting you to the Sauk County Fair now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 2:05 p.m. on a beautiful Friday afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. You can't miss us in the big red circus wagon right off Washington Avenue. Mender, our contest is underway right now. I'll talk about that shortly. Here's Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
Hey there, baby. getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I'm getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Seven Max FM.
Tonight we'll put all of the things aside. maximum music. Max FM.
Nineties and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. It is 2:17 p.m. As a reminder, we have our contest going right now. If you bring me a picture of the Ferris wheel from the Saucony Fairgrounds, I'm going to hook you up with Randy Houser tickets. It is that easy. Walk over, get a picture of the Ferris wheel, come back and show it to me, and I'll hook you up with two Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night. I have a very special guest with me. Hey, Laura, how are you doing today?
Good.
Laura, you're in 4-H, right?
Yep.
And what do you do for 4-H? What do you use your project this year?
I show animals, and then I have art projects here.
All right, and how many art projects do you have?
I've got over 10.
Over 10. That is a lot of art projects. And so did you get ribbons on any of those?
Yes.
And how many ribbons did you get?
10.
10? That's what I figured.
No, 11.
11? Wait. You have 10 entries, but you have 11 ribbons. How does that work? Because I'm trying to do math, and, you know, I'm getting, I should get 10.
Because one gets a bigger ribbon than the all, because they got a merits.
Okay, so you got a merit award, so that's how you got the 11th. Now, does that go to the state fair and be shown at the state fair?
Not this one.
Not this one, okay. And now, you said you're showing some animals. How many animals are you showing, Laura?
I have four here.
Four? Oh, my goodness. What animals do you have this year?
I have llama, and then an alpaca, and then a goat, and then a steer.
Wow, so you keep very busy.
Yep.
Now, it's a little bit warm out here. How are you keeping the animals cool in this heat today?
We have fans.
Fans, okay. And if necessary, I bet you hold those animals down then as well?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Now, did you we had someone in here on Wednesday night, and they were talking about the animals, and they were giving their chickens a bath. Now, did you have to give your animals a bath before they came?
Well, I don't. The llama and alpaca don't get a bath, but
okay.
My steer got like 2 baths already, and then my goat didn't get a bath yet, but he probably will today.
Yeah, and now was the steer kind of dirty? Is that why the steer needed a bath then?
Yeah, and because it was show day already for them.
Okay, gotcha. Now, when is it show day for the goat then?
Well, the llama and alpaca, it's exotic night, so it's at 6 o'clock tonight the show is.
See, you're helping me out already, so now I don't have to explain what's going on at 6 o'clock tonight. So the exotic animals are at 6 o'clock tonight, and that's over in which building, Stacy?
It's in the
Progress
Hall.
Jay's
Egg and Turf. Progress Hall.
Yep, all right, so there we go. Jay's Egg and Turf in Progress Hall.
Yeah,
see,
what's special about the show.
Okay, what's special about the show?
The show is where it's like super fun and stuff, and we have more categories into it, and then you have costume shows.
You said a costume contest. Are you dressing the animals up then?
Yes.
And okay.
They have to be like 50% covered, and you have to be 50% covered.
How hard is it to put a costume on an animal, and which animals are you dressing up?
Well, I'm dressing up my goat, and it's pretty easy because it's all Velcro and everything.
Okay. And the goat is okay with you dressing it up?
Yes.
Wow, I tried dressing my dog up. He did not want any part of that. This dog scrambled out of it so fast, it wasn't unbelievable. My last dog, he was okay somewhat with being dressed up, depending on who was dressing him up. We could put a t-shirt on the last one. I can't imagine trying to dress a goat up. That's kind of cool.
Well, it is really easy because I got the front 2 legs in it, and then the back is just like a onesie.
Okay, that's going to be kind of cool. So that's at 6 p.m. That's in Progress Hall at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. You got to get over and see that. Now, what's your favorite part of 4-H, Laura?
My favorite part is getting around with my friends and stuff and hanging out with them.
All right, and then I always ask this other question. It's a tough one. What is your favorite fair food?
My favorite fair food would probably be the Elks Burgers.
All right. Those are fantastic. So I love those. And they have a lot of good food here. So as a reminder, as you say that, please help our local service organizations. We have the 4-H booth. We have the Farm Bureau. We have the Elks and the Baraboo Fire and EMS. Great cheese curds over at Baraboo Fire and EMS. Just saying, I may have had those twice already. And Stacy, how are things going for you today? Is there anything you want to add while you're here?
You know, tonight is such a busy night here at the fair. Not only do we have the exotic show with the costume contest, but we also have the 4-H Performing Arts Fest at 6:30 in the commercial building. So 4-H has over 80 projects, and the fair we see a lot of the arts and the craftsmanship, but we also have theater and singing and music as well. So we're going to have some of our members showcase those along with a little bit of a fashion show with some of the clothing that they've created. And we have some special awards we're going to be giving out to some leaders tonight too. So that is tonight at 6:30 in the commercial building.
That sounds like a very busy night tonight, Stacy. So if you have anyone else that wants to stop by, I'll be here. I'm not going too far away. Otherwise, I'll be in one of the food booths. Everyone has been joking about that this weekend, too. So we may have had quite a bit of food in here Wednesday night. We were a little better last night, and I doubt that'll happen tonight. A lot of good food out at the fair. Again, we're located in the Big Red Circus Wagon right off Washington Avenue. We have our contest going now. If you get a picture of the Ferris wheel at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, bring that over to me. Show it to me. I'm going to hook you up with Randy Houser tickets. So we're going to get back into some music. I got to find the mouse over here and all the right buttons. You know, I'm not real good with computers. That's an inside joke. So here is Hall & Oates, Out of Touch on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
hammers live in the best, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there, the crowd is live and I will do this boo. Party people in the house, move.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday afternoon. That was CNC Music Factory. Going to make you sweat. Yeah, we got a little bit of sweat going on out here. It's a little warm out here, but you know what? It's not a bad day to be out at the Saucony Fairgrounds. Stop by and say hi to us. I see that they are getting ready to head to the Midway right now as I'm talking to you. We got the crew ready to rock and roll. We're at the rides underway at 3 p.m., so we have a huge crew of people out here. They are heading that way right now. Those rides get underway in the Midway at 3 p.m. Also at 3 p.m. today, on the fame stage, will be the Sauk County Police Canines in the commercial building. I was trying to get my mom to run through there about 3:05, but I don't know how well that would go. Well, I can about guess, but I'll behave today. So, again, the Sauk County Canines will be in the commercial building at 3 p.m. today. From 4 to 7 p.m. is the BATS. That's a Badger Area Technical Society. They're going to build a birdhouse or a toolbox in the 4-H Pavilion. That is free. That sounds kind of neat. Maybe I'll go over and do that for a little while. At 5 p.m. on the fame stage will be the Wisconsin Ferris of the Fair and Allison Dairyland presentations. This is in the commercial building and it is free. At 6 p.m. as you heard, we're going to have the Exotic Show in the J. Eggs and Turf Show Arena, and they're going to have a costume contest as well. They're excited about this, so go over and see that. And then at 6:30 p.m. tonight is the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull in the grandstand. Tickets are only $20 and great entertainment, They also have the beer garden open until 12:30 a.m. And then from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. will be the band High Mileage. It's a live band. It'll be in the Litcher Pavilion. No cover charge. Great entertainment tonight out at the Saucony Fairgrounds. And tomorrow night, it is Randy Houser in the grandstand. You have a chance to win free tickets to see Randy Houser. It is so simple. All you need is a picture of the Ferris wheel from the Saucony Fairgrounds. Walk up to the big red circus wagon. Show me that picture of the Ferris wheel. Has to be the one from the fairgrounds, not one from the internet. And I'm going to hook you up with two free Randy Houser tickets. Their part of this contest is if you get a picture of the Ferris wheel and are on the Ferris wheel, I'm going to hook you up, in addition to the two Randy Houser tickets, four Milwaukee County Zoo tickets. It is so easy. Stop over and see me in the big red circus wagon. We're going to be out here until 8 o'clock tonight. Beautiful night to be out here. Again, the rides get underway at 3 p.m. Stop by, say hi. We're going to get the prize wheel out at some point. Maddie Jones will be out here again tonight. Aaron Creno is going to make an appearance as well. We might even see Corey Hartman. That one is still to be determined. He's got a very busy schedule, so we'll see what happens with him. We are going to have a look at weather, and we're amused by the B-52s coming up next right here on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Concert in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon. Then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next farmers market.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies dominate and hold steady through tomorrow. That is, until the evening, where showers and thunderstorm chances swing on by, and some of them could be severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 86. 99.7
Yeah!
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Man, he'll be joining me at the next break. The rides are opening up in 10 minutes. You want to get out here? There is no line hardly to get tickets. Beautiful afternoon. As a reminder, we still have our contest going on. Get a picture of the Ferris wheel at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Bring it over. We're going to hook you up with two Randy Houser tickets. Get a picture from the Ferris wheel while you're riding. We will hook you up with four Milwaukee County Zoo tickets in addition to the concert tickets. Here's Madonna on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's 2:52 p.m. It is such a good thing Corey Hartman's not listening. Maddie Jones, because guess what? We're way off time.
Usually happens. I like to call that fashionably late.
And you know, I'm not going to say where I learned this from and throw anyone under the bus. We'll just continue on with the morning show from this morning.
I do it all the time. Fashionably late. That's what I like to refer to it as.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Corey's listening, so we're safe.
He's busy. He had me on a banner hunt. Long story.
Yeah. That almost sounds like a great morning show discussion at some point. So
Probably. Well, let me just tell you, dogs and husbands do not care what my schedule is. They don't care. That's what I learned today. That was the big lesson.
Dogs don't. They're on their own schedule. You know, it was like we're talking this morning. Stout says, yeah, I'm going to go dry off on the floor in your home office and home studio. And so it's like, great job, Stout. So, yeah. And Stout's groomer's walking by as I'm telling this story. all over the floor. He just dries off there.
Carpets so got funny. Cleaned. That's yeah. what happened there.
Shampooed the carpets with the dogs. So, yeah, wonderful job there, Stout. I know they're running over to the canine demonstration over in the commercial building. That kicks off at 3 p.m. Rides are kicking off at 3 p.m. So, and we still have a contest going on, Maddie. You want to talk about that?
Well, we're trying to give away some Randy Houser tickets for tomorrow night over at the Grandstand. That's the big Grandstand Entertainment. Going to be a great show. And we have a couple of tickets to give away right now. So here's the deal. If you go get a photo of the Ferris wheel, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Randy Houser tomorrow night. We're going to double the ante, though, with a pair of tickets and a family four-pack to the Milwaukee County Zoo if you get a photo of yourself sitting on the Ferris wheel. And you're going to get, like, a double prize. It's kind of a cool thing.
It's that easy. And if you take a picture while you're in the Ferris wheel, please be safe about it and don't drop your phone and don't drop it on anyone
else.
Don't
hang out the side. Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, please don't do anything stupid. We were doing this for the radio station. No, that's never the answer. That's my line. And, you know, so yeah, don't do that. So it's a beautiful night to be out here.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah. A little warm in here. We might get the prize wheel on. Apparently, we're supposed to be doing that. So we'll maybe do that before Corey Hartman gets here and just get it done, get all the prizes handed. It out.
We got lots of stuff. We got lots of water bottles, which might come in handy this weekend out here at the Sauk County Fair. It's going to be a little warm today and then even warmer tomorrow, a little muggy as well. So those water bottles will be very, very useful. We also have some Frisbees that the kids can have a lot of fun with. We'll even give one to mom and dad because they act as a really great fan as well. They move a lot of air. Trust me on this.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have been handing those out. If you look in the box behind you, you can see how many empty cases we have. So.
Yeah, we don't let you keep the cases because we don't want those cluttering up the ground. So we keep those, but we'll give you the Frisbee.
Free Frisbee or fan, however you want to use that. So stop by and see us. We're handing them out by the handful right now. Our goal is to get everyone hooked up with those. We have a couple of water bottles. We've already hooked some people up with those as well. So
I love giving Frisbees to the teenagers because they look at us like, why do you want me to take this? And then I'm like, use it as a fan. And they try it and they're like, oh, that's amazing. The look on their face is like the biggest new invention ever.
And because it didn't require batteries or a USB charger, that's why, man.
Right, that's right.
You know, because
no
you know,
controllers involved.
Yeah.
You have to do something
yourself.
Where do
I plug this in? So stop by and see us. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Aaron Crenno's making a guest appearance today at some point. I don't know. Is Corey Hartman, what's the update on him, Maddie? You think he's going to make it?
I don't know. He's in banner hell right now. That's where he's at.
Okay.
Literally in banner hell, trying to figure out how to get banners printed over the weekend. Thanks to me, that will probably happen.
So if he gets out of purgatory, we might see Corey Hartman.
Maybe, maybe.
I have something he has out here, so he's got kind of some motivation to get out here. So
that's right.
Otherwise, you know, I can take care of that for you, Corey, if you do happen to hear this. So stop out and see us. We're in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Alanis Morissette on Max FM.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's a death row.